This is St. Louis Public Radio. Many students who have started a new school year don't have to ride a bus or walk to get to class. They just settle in at home. Families who teach their children at home all have their individual stories about why. St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer talked with some students and their parents about that choice.
On a late summer morning, when most six-year-olds have returned to the classroom, Benjamin Yates kneels on a blue mat in the living room of his family's home in Webster Groves. He's working on a human body puzzle with his mother. He's clearly having a good time, which echoes in his response to the simple question, what do you like about learning at home?
I get to choose what I learn about, so it's more fun.
Mother Tracy Yates says the puzzle scene is a pretty good example of how homeschooling works. Let your child follow an individual path toward learning instead of sticking to a typical school structure.
He likes to learn very deeply, and he also likes to go on what we call rabbit trails. We're talking about this, then he's got another interest, so we look that up, and that doesn't fit into that structure.
Families have as many reasons for choosing homeschooling as they have kids, but most remember why they made the decision. Yates recalls taking Benjamin to a preschool when he was 4 years old and already reading.
He asked me why they only had half the alphabet on the wall, and I explained to him that other kids were learning their letters, so I felt like I could do more for him at home.
Emily Fillmore also has a ready list of reasons when she's asked why she teaches her 10-year-old daughter Sage at home. She cites individual learning, a different definition of success, a respect for children, and her own suppressed immune system, which leaves her vulnerable to germs that come home from regular schools. She also likes being with Sage all day, and she knows Sage is thriving. But she admits there's a downside, the lack of companionship that regular school provides.
You know, when she makes friends, we know that they're really good friendships. Watching her struggle with being lonely at times is the hardest part for me.
Sage agrees. On a recent visit to our studios, a combination interview and field trip, she admits to loneliness.
I don't make too many friends.
But she also says the thought of going to the nearby Parkway Elementary School makes her pretty upset.
One time when my doctor said, you should go to school, I went under the piano bench and cried for 2 hours because I didn't want to go to school.
Under Missouri law, state education officials have a strict hands-off attitude toward homeschooling. Parents have to keep records and teach their kids for 1,000 hours every year. A survey by the Federal Department of Education says the top reason parents cite for teaching at home is a concern about school environments. Other reasons include dissatisfaction about academics and a desire to instill moral and religious training. Whatever the reason, homeschooling parents say the job isn't easy. Kama Brown admits there are times she could really use a break from teaching her young daughters Elizabeth and Emma.
Because you have to make sure that you stay off your cell phone. You have to make sure that you don't get aggravated in traffic. You have to make sure that you're not eating like 6 Oreos in the middle of the day because you have your child staring at you.
But Brown also appreciates the fact that she has plenty of company in the homeschool community. Other parents help, and the region offers a wide variety of enriching activities. The choice doesn't mean being confined to the same surroundings day after day.
There's sort of this like myth that homeschoolers just sit at home, which is the absolute opposite of what happens. I mean, we're almost never at home. We have 3 hours every morning that they do work. And yeah, they have to do it just like every other kid. But after that, I mean, we're out and about.
One question that lingers over most homeschool situations is how long it will last. Parents generally reply, as long as it works for the child and for the family. Brown puts it this way.
It's going well. They're learning. They say fascinating things. They're polite. They're friendly. Nobody's really having any hard time with it. So it's great.
But even Sage Fillmore knows that regular school looms at some point down the road. How long can learning at home last?
All the way through high school, but my mom says I have to go live in a dorm room in college. I can't just stay home.
I'm Dale Singer, St. Louis Public Radio.